What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I'm joined by an incredibly talented comic book artist and writer. You might know him as the creator of the mystery-solving graphic novel series for kids, The Investigators. I give you the one and only John Patrick Green.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We've read every Investigators book, including the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoffs, and we're just huge fans. John, can you let the folks at home know why I'm emphasizing the Gators part of Investigators?
Sure, yeah, of course. So the Investigators are naturally crime-solving alligators who wear vests. That's what makes them investigators. Their names are Mango and Brash, and they work together in a world full of talking animals, living baked goods, robot ghosts, aliens, and a lot more.
Yeah, these stories are hilarious. They're heartfelt. They use wonderfully ridiculous characters and world building to sneak in important lessons. So, if you love What If World, Mango and Brash are about to make your world even more wonderful.
Thanks, yeah, it's always fun to spend time with them.
And of course, we'll need a what if question to make it happen. This one comes from a listener named Charlotte.
Hi, my name is Charlotte, and,
what do you like?
I like, chickens, and what if a chicken laid a crocodile egg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. A chicken laying a crocodile egg. I love it.
Yeah, it's an amazing question, Charlotte. You know, the Investigators have a complicated history with crocodiles in particular.
Do you mean how Brash's first partner, a crocodile named Daryl, got turned into a giant salted cracker named Crackerdile, becoming the main recurring villain of the series?
Oh, yes. If only it were that simple.
That was simple?
Well, you see, there are mysteries wrapped in mysteries to reveal. Far too much to cover in a 20-minute episode, never mind a 9-book graphic novel series.
Good point. This episode might have a little less clue-gathering than your average investigator's story, but we're gonna have a ton of fun as we find out, what if a chicken laid a crocodile egg? It all started back in the Gatorverse, home of Mango and Brash, better known as the Investigators. Mango, please stop shouting out our secret spy identities.
But Brash, the narrator totally teed me up.
And that's another thing. We're detectives. Shouldn't the narrator sound a little noir?
How could he sound any newer? We just met him.
Mango, Brash, report to S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters immediately. A comic book artist has gone missing!
That's horrible.
I hope it isn't Wes Joba.
What? No, it's just get here as soon as gatorly possible.
We're here, General Inspector.
That was quick.
I mean, we could come back later.
No, Mango, time is of the essence.
Then, care to brief us on the case?
Oh, of course I care, Brash. I'm just not sure what to say. You see, our writer and artist, John Patrick Green, has been adult-sleeped. Kidnapped.
Oh no! How will this story have any sight gags?
What makes you think he's been taken, General?
We found this note at the scene of the crime. It reads, Help!
Is that all?
No, there's more on the back. Me!
Okay, but...
Wait, I think there's more on the back.
That's not how paper works.
Sincerely, John Patrick Green.
Okay, I guess he's in some kind of trouble.
Wait, there's more on the back.
How?
P.S. Cluckerdile has me trapped in What If World. I don't know who or what a Cluckerdile is, but I don't like the sound of it, and I can only imagine what kind of sound a creature like that would make.
Is there more on the back?
I think you mean the front, Brash.
Give me that!
Help!
Okay, let's just go to this What If World.
But how?
With some very exciting spy technology.
But we're already wearing our VESTs.
No, this is a different technology from your vests. I'm just very excited. We call it the SEAT.
Ooh, let me guess. Secret enchiladas are terrific.
That's true, but that's not what SEAT stands for. Let me take you to the bathroom.
What's that an acronym for?
Huh? Nothing. It's where the toilet is.
For those of you new to the investigators, Mango and Brash often travel by sewer. And the fastest way to get to the sewer, if you don't think too hard about it, is the toilet.
General Inspector!
What? It was just a courtesy flush. You see, SEAT stands for Stories Existing Alternately Together.
No thanks. I don't read books on the toilet. It's unsanitary.
But you travel by toilet.
Can everybody stop saying toilet? General Inspector, what does the seat actually do?
It takes you to an alternate dimension. You may meet people who seem familiar, but exist entirely outside of the Gatorverse canon.
Our universe is inside a canon? I knew it!
Mango, he means we're going to an alternate universe.
Gatorverse.
Wait, the universe is named after us? That doesn't make sense.
There's no time to make sense of things. You've got a mystery to solve.
But,
feet, whatever. Just get in the toilet.
I've got a good feeling about this.
Meanwhile, in a what-if world somewhere between the what-if-verse and the Gatorverse, establishing a complicated, non-canonical, copyright-free, satirical, fair use safety zone between the two intellectual properties, John Patrick Green awoke in a dark, dank, yet surprisingly cozy barn.
Hey, what? Why am I chained to this table? My book tour contract specifically says no chains.
But that could book, interpreted as no bookstore chains or franchises.
Uh-oh.
Without a free-range cuck clause, any bookseller can legally trap you in a barn.
Curse you and your legal expertise, Cluckerdile. Though this barn is surprisingly cozy.
It's swamp front property.
Oh, those are very in.
From which you will never escape, cook.
Ugh, I miss having awesome narrative powers.
I know. They're pretty sweet, huh?
Mr. Eric, you can narrate me out of here, right?
Ooh, sorry. I'm actually captured, too.
What?
Yeah, our chairs are tied together. If you, turn your head slightly...
But you were just narrating.
I know. I got bored. You've been out for a while.
But what if we get stuck in this off-brand alternate Gatorverse?
I wouldn't worry about it. All this stuff is non-canonical.
Except this cluck cannon I'm building.
A canonical cannon?
Yes! The canonical shall rip through the fabric of legal documents and the multiverse.
Allowing you to create a mishmash of characters ripping off every comic book in history.
Not to mention TV, film, literature, and even beloved podcasts that sort of fly under the radar.
Exactly. And with you two narrators click captured, no one can stop me.
Except Mango and Brash. I said, except Mango and Brash.
I was really expecting a scene dash there.
Yeah, me too.
Scene dash. Yes, it's me, the narrator, a character unique to the Alterna What If Gatorverse, possibly. Sorry if I'm late. I only just started existing.
Hey, new orator?
What is it, Brash?
Oh, not much. We're just trapped in the veil between two universes.
Yeah, all I can hear is your voice. And the color orange.
And with that, Mango and Brash emerged from the seat in an altogether slightly familiar, yet legally distinct universe.
Hey, this place looks almost exactly like ARMS.
ARMS? The Apparel Research and Manufacturing Section?
Why are we repeating all the acronyms today?
Because, my darlings, you're in an audio-only universe.
Sven Septipus!
Ha! What a ridiculous name. I'm Hans Heptapus, you see, because I have 7 octopus arms.
Oh, because hepta's the Greek prefix for 7.
I never know when you're gonna know a thing or not, Mango.
Or is it Mang-no?
No.
Hello, Hans is waiting to give you your new VESTs.
Hans, my cephalopod, what have you got for us?
Your new vests are equipped with an interdimensional comlink. And for the first time ever, SLEEVES.
A vest with sleeves?
That's a shirt.
Just try it on, yeah? Très chic.
Wow, the darted bodice is so slimming.
That's the sleeves. Slimming lines every evil villain envies.
Investigators, we've lost visual.
That's a shame, boss. I look amazing.
You always look amazing, Brash. I need you to focus.
Oh, right.
Have you learned the whereabouts of John Patrick Green?
Actually, we're 12 minutes in and haven't found the first clue.
Then you've only got one chance. You've got to do a detective montage and fast.
As long as I can bring a mirror.
Your vest has that too.
Nice.
Also a cup holder.
Very nice.
Montage, Gators. Montage like a comic book artist's life depends on it.
But I don't have a cup yet.
Too late, Mango. The rock music already started.
Aw, dang.
Investigators, Brash looks in the mirror.
Hey, handsome.
Investigators, Mango found a cup.
Ooh, boba.
Investigators, meeting a reindeer who saw a half-chicken head out to the swamp.
Thanks, reindeer.
Investigators, loving their new vests. Investigators, with the gator embossed.
Look at this stitch work.
Investigators, they're kind of obsessed. Hey, remember those croc shirts where they got Lacoste first? I wonder if they're still around.
Weren't we looking for someone?
I think they're expensive now. Go investigators!
Hey, look!
There's that bond in the swamp, now take that crocodile downtown!
We finally made it!
Despite all those red herrings.
We have every right to spawn in this swamp.
Of course, of course. Hey, did any of you fish see a half-chicken, half-crocodile head into that barn with a cartoonist?
He looked more like a graphic comic book illustrator and writer to me.
What makes you say that?
The shoes.
Okay, thanks. Did he look dangerous?
Not even if you gave him a fishing pole.
Oh, great! Let's go, Brash!
Finally, Mango. A case where we're not in mortal peril.
And the investigators strolled into the barn without a care in the world, which is why they didn't hear the red herrings say...
Yep, that artist looked as harmless as a lily pad.
That giant crocodile on the other fin, he looked like he could eat an alligator whole.
That's what it said on his t-shirt.
It's so dark and dank in this barn, Mango.
Yet, surprisingly cozy.
What makes you say that?
The shoes.
Get those off your feet, Mango. They could be booby-trapped.
More like shooby-trapped.
Or they could be clues.
More like shooby-clooby-clues.
And indeed, the shooby clooby booby trap sprung, wrapping Mango and Brash in a 10-gauge gator-proof net.
Mango, Brash, it's a trap!
Jim!
John.
John?
But Jim John's warning was too late.
My name isn't Jim John. I barely even go to the gym. I probably should, though, on the advice of my doctor.
Quack, 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 quack. Indeed, if you did a little more cardio, you might have outrun me,
said Cluckerdile, emerging from the shadows to reveal his massive chicken crocodile form, as well as his t-shirt, which read,
I could eat an alligator whole?
You can't eat a hole, it just makes it deeper.
No, not eating a hole. His t-shirt implies he's going to eat us. Entirely.
My t-shirt implies accurately. Then I will have your vests and be the envy of the fashion world.
That can't be your end game. Crocodile already tried to get our vests in book two.
Brash, spoilers.
Crocodile?
Yeah, he's from the Gativerse, which inspired this weird knockoff world. In fact, you might be a combination of Crocodile and a chicken named Dr. Doodle Doo.
Well, in this universe, my papa is Dr. Doodle Don't. He laid my egg and infused it with reptilian might so I could bark over the world.
Wait, so you're not Crocodile back for revenge in an alternate dimension?
No, just up to the regular evil stuff.
And your Dr. Doodle Don't Dad lays eggs?
So does Daffy Duck Brash. Get with the times.
Oh, well, hey, great. Love all the multiverse stuff. Can you please let me go now?
Using you as buck bait was just step one of my plot. Step two is for us to collaborate on a new comic book starring a chicken detective named, well,
Hey, listen, if you can't pitch to someone tied to a chair, your comic doesn't have much of a shot.
Why are you giving him career advice?
Because I believe that art can bring out the best in us.
Cluxtable McShamus.
Excuse me?
Cluxtable McShamus, the detective's name. He's a bird of a feather who flocks alone. And I'll use the canonical cannon to launch him into the multiverse. Maybe he'll have a sidekick named Dr. Spider Super Mango Watson.
Maybe this would make a better podcast.
Back! No one listens to podcasts unless they have video.
Hey, said Mr. Eric, who had apparently forgotten he was here all along.
Oh, no. I just wanted to let everyone do their thing. Hey, Mango. Hey, Brash. Big fan.
And when did everyone start saying Mango first? I was the original gator.
Then it's settled. Mr. Eric will help Cluckerdile make his podcast.
I will?
And Cluckerdile will send us all back to our preferred dimensions.
I will?
Yeah, if any more phony Gativerse characters appear, this whole universe could get shut down by a cease and desist.
Curse you and your legal expertise, Mango.
Mystery solved.
John, you'd better run before Cluckerdile changes his mind.
I'm out of here. Good luck with the podcast.
Thanks.
So, Cluckerdile, how much do you know about microphones?
I imagine they are much smaller than regular phones.
Oh, yoke.
The end.
What if Cluckstable's catchphrase is, nugget about it?
It's great, Cluckerdile. No notes.
John, we did it.
Yeah. That was fun, except for all the running all the way out of that universe.
Jim John would be proud of all your cardio. But hey, Charlotte, thank you for your question. I hope you all enjoyed your story. John and Patrick Green, what exciting investigators news is on the horizon?
Well, So Much Trouble, the fourth Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. book currently is out. And the next Investigators book is called Weather or Not. That is spelt weather, like as in the weather. That one will be out in June. And I'm currently drawing the book that takes place after that one. And there are, of course, going to be more Agents of Suit books on the way. And if you're a fan of audio, which I imagine everyone listening is, there are audiobooks of the Investigator series as well. I believe the first four might be out at the time of this, and there will be more on the way.
Oh, that's awesome. We've listened to the first two a couple of times. Great voice acting, sound effects, music, the whole shebang. So enjoy the audiobooks. Go out and grab the Investigator series. The first one is still the one we've reread the most times. It's really, really funny. I don't want to do too many spoilers. But when I got to the Dr. Copter chapter the first time I read it, I think it was like the first time I had laughed longer than my kids at one part of the book. So just thank you for bringing this amazing comic book universe to all of us.
Oh, sure. Of course. You know, thank you for reading and thank you for wanting to bring these characters to life in a new and interesting way.
Thank you. And John, is there anyone you'd like to shout out in what is world or, of course, the Gatorverse?
Oh, man. See, this I think I didn't prepare for because there are so many people for me to thank. My editors and the publicists at my publisher, Macmillan, my agent, and anyone really who has supported me and believed in me on the way.
So folks at home, you can check out Investigators at your local bookstore. This series really does mean a lot to me and my family. And it's loaded up with Easter eggs for all the grown-ups. I've caught ones from Avatar The Last Airbender, Firefly. You can just tell that John Patrick Green is, you know, into the fun, cool stuff and wants to share it with the rest of us. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye. See you next time.
Bye.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, our special guest, John Patrick Green, my producer, Miss Lynn Craig Martinson, for our theme song, and all you investigators at home, whether you are actual gators or not, your curiosity is your superpower. So until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.